When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Cuddle Club. It's a podcast where I interview people, well, chat to people about cuddling, styles, romance, films. It all comes under the umbrella of cuddling, if you think about it. I'm Lou Sanders. I'm a bloody nice girl, really. It's hard to define yourself, isn't it? You know, I guess, have you heard of the UK comedy scene? You know, have you heard of the global comedy scene? Now we're getting somewhere. I interview a different guest each week about cuddling. We're now doing them from isolation, so I cuddle them online and see if they can feel it. Mixed results, I must say. So this week, I'm chatting with Nish Kumar. Lovely lad. Big fan of snuggles, I can imagine. Nish Kumar is a great comedian and a wonderful guy. That's his words, not mine. Nobody is. But also he hosted a MASH report, which they're also filming from isolation, and it works really well. Very good. So let's hear from Nishi Kumar. Hello, Nish.
Hi, Luli. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We were just having a bit of a lol there, weren't we? A bit of a laugh.
We were just having a bit of a lol, Luli. Do you want to tell your listeners why we were having a bit of a lol?
You tell them.
Oh, we were just, getting ready to start the podcast, which we're recording in social isolation. We're doing it through the internet. And the producer, the great Benito, he said, all right, it's going to start now. Have a great record. And Lou, don't forget to ask the questions.
Don't forget to ask the questions.
Ooh, your producer just had to remind you, essentially, to not to forget to do the podcast.
I think, why should we be hemmed in by questions we thought were a good idea a month ago? You know what I mean? Like, why can't we explore the now? Yeah, Eckhart Tolle is very much, you know, he's practically enlightened. He's like, explore the now. Do you see him checking his notepad for questions? No. You don't. I'm the podcast version of Eckhart Tolle. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on. You look very well. You've got, I feel like everyone who comes on the podcast in isolated times is well lit. Just tell me now if you've got a ring light like one of the instrument girls.
No, I wish I did. I'm sat downstairs. I could have used the kit that I've been using to film the MASH report, but it's quite sort of a constrained space.
Right.
And I want it to be more relaxed and loose. I want it
to be very real.
Very real. Yeah, I want it to be real.
The MASH report seemed to have put a filter on your face so you look 12 years old. I'd love to know the filter they're using.
The filter that they used was me shaving my beard off.
Ah, I'm going to do
that. It was
that
a
next
special.
Week.
Why would you do that, Lou? No, you lose your gravitas.
Yeah. It was a special one.
Yeah, it was a special filter called me. I tried to trim my beard and ended up shaving the whole thing off.
What, you just thought, this is looking good, or it's just that you're just not very good
no,
at shaving?
No, I'm not very good at shaving. That's why I grew a beard in the first place, because I hated it. And then I've always had a barber trim my beard, because I do it so badly that I have to shave the whole thing off. The last time I trimmed my beard myself, my barber said to me, if you ever fucking do that again, I'm going to come and host your TV show.
Wow. Someone's hungry for tips.
You've got some very strong opinions.
Why don't girlfriends and boyfriends shave their partners more? That's not... I think this is why Ben said stick to the questions.
I can't believe that was on the pre-prepared questions. Welcome to the podcast. Why don't girlfriends and boyfriends shave their partners more?
Well, come on, we're all thinking it. Let's just get it out in the open. Because I don't think the men I've met aren't often very good at shaving. Like, there's a case for, let me have a go.
Well, I think Amy would have liked to have a go. I think my partner would have liked to have a go at it.
I was going to say her name. I wasn't sure if we were allowed to say partner's name because once I was in a show, but this was years ago, and it was the first time you said your girlfriend's name. And then it was quite funny, actually. It was a Soho Theatre, and you went, "My girlfriend, I don't usually say her name, but her name's Amy." And then people around, like super fans, were whispering, going, "Yes, it's Amy. I told you." Like, you know, like just So then I was going to mention Amy, and lovely Amy. We just seen a very cute picture of her. But then I got scared, basically.
No, we've publicly acknowledged our relationship.
Oh, that's nice. After 12 years, is that? We're going public.
Guys, it's time.
They're off the market. Okay, I am actually going to go to the questions now, just to keep...
Okay, this is exciting. Just to keep Ben happy.
Ben gets... You've seen that man aggressive. It's... There's
I don't believe he's biologically capable of raising his voice.
There's rumours that he killed his ex. I'm getting him confused with Tiger King. It's easily done. Not Tiger King, the woman from it, Carol. We all know her name's Carol. Carol, the sexiest name in the name list, in the register. I think I know the answer to this, but we'll hear it from the horse himself. I mean, from the man himself. The horse's mouth is what I meant. I think you're probably pro cuddles, but let's not ask a leading question. Cuddles, anti.
Very pro.
Very pro.
Very pro.
You're a cuddly boy.
Not in this time of we can't touch each other because we're all going to die, but otherwise, very pro.
Well, you're going to miss cuddles right now, isn't it? Right now.
Yeah. I definitely think everybody's missing cuddles right now, aren't they?
Yeah, you've got Amy, so that's lovely.
I've got Amy, and that's great. That's one big tick. That's what I call her, the big tick. She's a big tick.
But who are you missing snuggling right now, then?
I think I'm quite a huggy person, so I'm sort of missing hugging everybody. Mm. You know, I'll hug anyone, to be quite frank.
Anyone?
I'm missing hugging my grandma, obviously.
Yeah.
Little granny.
Yeah.
We had to isolate her immediately.
Cupboard.
Yeah, get in the cupboard. What? Corona what? Get in the cupboard, Granny.
Get in the cupboard. We've heard your views. have you seen anyone remotely, like at the doorstep or anything?
Yeah, I have seen your and my friend, little Daniel, has been cycling past my house.
Oh, that's sweet.
He's been popping past and we've been having a socially safe, socially distanced conversation.
You've got to. Yeah, it's nice to pop to the door, isn't it?
Well, and also I think that's why everyone likes the... it's very nice to clap for NHS workers in general because they deserve a lot of all of our support. But also it's nice to sort of see other people just every so often.
I've been clapping overtime for the NHS. I'm like, how come you die?
You've been clapping at 8 a.m. Yeah, your neighbours are furious.
Yeah, they're furious. Do you care or do you not care? Look at me go. My hands are actually bleeding. But
ironically, creating more work for the already overstretched NHS.
You've got to put a shift. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I will clap on the hour every hour.
Well, this is a podcast you can take to work in a way. Eric, all this time you've been talking and we could have been hugging. Business meetings, you know, what are you going in for? Hand, cuddle, salute.
Oh, business meetings, I think you've really got to know that the person you've got to be friends with the person you're meeting with, or you've got to know them very well if you're going to go in for any sort of cuddle.
Yeah, I guess a kiss on the cheek, a cheek cuddle. Isn't it?
The kiss on the cheek thing. I'm not really into the continental cheek kiss thing.
No, a lot of people aren't actually, and I love skin on skin, of course. You know that about me.
See, I do know that about you. So much of this podcast is one of those podcasts where, as it's being recorded, I fear it's going to be used as evidence.
Oh God, yeah, I never thought about that. Actually, that's bad. Actually, I don't like skin on skin. I hate it.
Wait, so are you telling me you're going in for like a peck on the cheek at a business meeting?
I'm not using tongues, but I'll. I'm very emotionally intelligent, Nish, is what I tell everyone, and I'm sure I am. But then at times, I kept saying that to Richard Ayoade on Travel Ban. I kept saying I'm very emotional. Yeah, yeah. And he kept saying, no, you're not. And I was like, yeah, I am, actually. And I was like, name more emotionally intelligent woman. And he was like, all of them. All of them. And I was like, no, I'm not, because I know about you that you wouldn't want me to touch you or push you. And he said, that's not emotional intelligence. But I think I am emotionally intelligent. But anyway, what's my point? Anyway, it's not supposed to be about me. Whoops. Business. I don't mind kissing them, but I'm led by them. So I get their vibe and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, right. You got to be led by them. But I'm saying business meeting, I've never met them before. There's absolutely no way in hell I'm going in for a hug.
Warm hand.
Warm hand. Yeah. Well, no, I've got quite bad circulation, so I'm often cold offering hand. Up a cold hand. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, handshakes are absolutely pointless. We're not medieval knights needing to show whether we have a sword or not. Like, it's
that is really true. But now they're so ingrained in the fabric of our culture. That was
yeah,
a big point,
totally.
That now it feels weird not to. Like, I'm so bad at social distancing. Again, use this in a court of law if you want. But I'm so bad at it because my natural instinct is to, like, you know, is to at least shake hands, like make contact.
You're instinctively tactile.
Yeah, and I don't mean that in a sleazy way, please. I've really changed my ways, actually. Well, you could put this music under anything. Were you affectionate as a kid?
Yes, I was always very affectionate as a kid. I was an absolute... I mean, just a curly little, like, stuffed toy of a boy.
Like, I can imagine you were very, like, upbeat and just the same as you are now.
Yeah, but then prone to the odd explosive tantrum, aka my third birthday, when I was dressed from the neck down as Spider-Man. I dispensed with the mask at some point, and there was a Super Ted cake that had been provided for me, and I didn't want anyone to hack into it because I had somehow got it into my head that was actually Super Ted. Then when my mum made one slice into it, I took the knife off of her and hacked the cake to pieces.
Oh, my God. And that was out of character.
That was very out of character. Unfortunately, it was all captured on video by my uncle, who had recently invested in a VCR.
Oh, can that go out on the gram, please?
Yeah, if I can find that video. We were trying to digitise it a couple of years ago. If I can find that video, I will absolutely gram that. It's also very funny because the whole time I'm throwing this serious tantrum, I'm dressed as Spider-Man.
So cute. It's so cute. I can imagine, if you've got it into your head that the dog's magic, I mean, you know, your mother's to blame there, that little bit of magic dog, you know. I mean, there's questions to be asked there about your upbringing, you know, were you safe, etc. I like the way that you managed to get the knife off her to hack into the cake.
Yeah. How did I get the knife off her? I was three and not strong.
Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling? Oh, this is personal. I can't believe... Who's written these questions? I can't believe this one. I can't believe it.
I would love... I already think Graham Norton is an excellent broadcaster, but I would love him to import some of this technique into his interviewing. Like, sat there with Nicole Kidman going, oh, who's written this? I don't want to ask this question.
Come on, though. It says, do you go to sleep after you've made love or get right in for some cuddles? It's too much, isn't it?
I'm happy to get right in for some cuddles. I'm not an animal.
No,
I'm not an animal.
Especially if, I suppose it just depends who you're with. I mean, I'm hoping Amy.
Yeah, always.
And I'm hoping cuddles. I'm hoping you're cuddling each other at least.
Yeah.
At least for 30 seconds.
You can't be an animal about these things.
Some men, after... and I don't know why I'm saying this. But some men, after ejaculating, what a lovely word, they need a minute just to calm down.
What do you mean, just to calm down? I'm now interested in this. I felt it was too personal, and now I'm interested. What did he need to do? Just like have a little walk around the block?
One of mine. That does make them sound like victims. One of mine. oh geez, like was a bit shaky. I don't think because he felt sick. I think he enjoyed. It's like he needed to build himself back together. I think I was talking like, rah, 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 and he was like, hang on, I need to, like, you know, he could have felt sick, but we don't know for sure. But people react in different ways at different times, and that's Cuddle Club, and that's the message of Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough. So your family quite cuddly?
Yeah, the whole family.
The whole family?
Yeah, mom, all of them. Dad, yeah. Grandma. Mom, dad, grandparents, uncles, aunts.
Have you got siblings? One fit brother, yeah. I remember now.
I do remember. I do have a very handsome brother who is referred to as my fit brother.
Yeah.
Like some of our friends.
We've all got a fit brother. Until
did you meet my fit brother?
I'm not sure. I feel
he might have done in Edinburgh, possibly. Yes. He's very tall.
Next question: if I haven't, why not? You know what I mean? No, I'm really busy now. So he's lost his chance. Do you think I'm reading the questions in a different order? That's why I'm pausing. Okay, but even Graham Norton gets edited, so remember that. Okay. very interested in your response to this one, actually, because I'll just ask you. I won't put things on you before you answer. Do you think you can feel energy from people?
So you know, I have a very limited tolerance for your
lot
crazier beliefs.
Your lot. Yeah, chalky white girls. Yeah. No. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah, the lot of the chats at White Lady Brunch.
Mm.
But I definitely think that human beings require physical contact.
Not the question.
And so I do think that there is. That I can get on board with the idea that you can feel somebody's energy. And I think we require physically touching people. And whether that's because we need to feel other people's energy intermingling with our own energy, or whether it's just because we just need to feel alive.
But do you think you're a good judge of character in terms of if you meet someone and you're like, whoa, like, can you...
I don't think I can tell. I can't tell that from, like, their sort of physical, but I can't.
Oh,
like,
no, not their physical, but if you're in someone's company, so if you meet someone, the whole package, like you talk to them for like, say,
a few minutes,
can you tell, like, are you a good judge of character?
I think I want to think that I'm a good judge of character, but I think probably I'm not a judge of character. I think I'm probably a bit too trusting. I constantly fear that I will either end up being taken in by a pyramid scheme or joining a cult because I have a semi-interesting conversation with somebody.
Well, if you don't like my lot, you probably won't get into a cult because it starts with my beliefs and then...
Do you believe that you can tell somebody, you get an energy transfer?
I think we're transmitting stuff all the time through also physicality, even our posture, as I said, better sit up, everything. I think we're transmitting energy all the time. Like, you can tell if someone likes you can tell if someone resents you or whatever. Like, I think we can pick up on, but we're not trained to do it, so we don't use much of our brains, and we're not but I do think instinct is
right.
Everything.
I think I've got some, I think sometimes I really get it right, but other times I think I'm, you know, I get really the wrong vibe.
There's a good book about that. It's called by Malcolm Gladwell, the new one. I just got the audio book, whatever. But it's all about like a first, because we all think we're a good judge of character, like you say, we like to think we are, but actually we're probably not. And when people met Hitler, they actually, like... the people that didn't meet him were like, no, he's insane. Like, pull the plug, get rid quickly. And the people that met him were like, honestly, he's quite reasonable. Like, honestly, I think you'll get on with him. He's a bit
He's a laugh. He's a laugh.
we can all be duped. I mean, I used to fancy serial killers, but I've really worked on that.
What, as a group?
No.
Or do you mean individuals? Your type was serial killer.
No, like, hang on. My type wasn't serial killer, but like, my taste was so bad in men that I was just like, oh yeah, like, I would pick, like, absolute thugs, like, and not serial killers per se. It wasn't like my thing, like, oh yeah, bad boys.
Bad boys does not cover serial killers. No. Bad boys is like, he doesn't call you back, not he murders you and wears your skin.
And that's one of my other problems, the being able to differentiate.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Try not to get your bits in a muddle. It's now time for the cuddle puddle. Have you ever cuddled? I don't think we're going to get a lot of mileage out of this for you, because I think you're a lovely sunshine boy, but you could surprise us. Have you ever, also you've been with Amy for quite a long time, but yeah. Have you ever cuddled a friend or a teacher or a colleague or anything like that? And then, like, it's just a friendly hug, but you felt stirrings emotionally or physically?
Yeah, probably. But the time before I was in a relationship, I would have to cast my mind back to pre-relationship. But I'm sure at that time, because how else do you, I don't know, how else do you know
that
you have stirrings for somebody?
Yeah, that's true. That's what I would call energy, by the way. Like, because
right, sure,
a palpable thing, it can also be like physical, like, you know, like a slight lingering or something like that, but that you feel, you know, if you're attracted to someone, you can sort of feel whether they're attracted to you as well, you know? That's energy in a way.
Yeah, yeah. And also, like, that's just the difference between looking at someone and going, they're really fit. And you have to have some sort of, I think you have to have some sort of connection before you feel like, oh, I really like this person, actually, beyond just thinking they're real fit.
Yeah. Or unless they're really fit, and then it's like, oh, no.
Immediate boner.
Oh no, not this again. Yeah. Okay. Who would you most like to cuddle? And this can be from a film. It doesn't have to be a person.
Oh, I would really like, I feel like this is gonna make me sound really lame.
No,
but
I don't.
Doesn't everybody just want to cuddle Sully from Monsters Inc.?
Oh, no, I haven't seen Monsters, Inc., but that's...
He's a massive, like, hairy...
Purple.
...bear dog monster.
Is he purple or green?
He's, like, turquoise.
Yeah.
And he has, like, purple patches. Yeah.
Is he purple or green? Turquoise, yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
He's just a big hair... He's just a giant hairball. Mm. Isn't that what everybody just wants to cuddle?
I think so, yeah. Which is weird why women get rid of all their hair.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
Let it grow, ladies.
Let it grow.
We're all just after a big hairy hug.
Let it grow and let us hug your genitals. And that's right now, I'd really like to cuddle my family because of it's been so long.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. That is a big one.
You know what? I think anyone you cuddle after lockdown is going to be sublime. Even if it's someone, you know, if you go on holiday somewhere, like you go to Australia when you're young, like when you're like 19 or whatever, and you see someone you know in that place, and it blows your mind. You're like, whoa! Even if you don't really like them.
Yeah.
It's like seeing an act on the bill. Like if you do like a horrible gig, and you turn out, and you're like, this is unplayable. And then you see someone you know, like not a best friend, but they feel like in that moment they're like, oh my god, solidarity.
Oh yeah, I sometimes feel that in Edinburgh. Sometimes if you're having like a wretched day at the festival, because it is a long, weird month. And sometimes if you have like a really long, weird day, and sometimes you just run into somebody who you might not be like best mates with, but they just give you a real lift.
Yeah.
One year when I was in Edinburgh, I was having a like stressful day, and I ran into Rob Deering and his entire family. Mm. And it just gave me a real boost.
Yeah.
He's got two really cute kids.
Yeah.
And it just gave me a real boost.
Didn't you live with a baby last year?
Yeah, I totally forgot. Yeah, last year we lived with Mrs. Baby.
Mrs. Baby, yeah.
Yeah, our friend Josie Long and our friend Johnny Donahoe, who's Baby, who is always referred to as Mrs. Baby.
That's
great. And it is great to cuddle a baby in Edinburgh.
Yeah, because they don't care about your reviews.
They don't care. They literally don't care. Yeah, Mrs. Baby would just, you know, she just wanted to stick her hands in people's mouths. That was all she was after. She literally, it was, we were also living with our good friend David O'Doherty, and he just found that if Mrs. Baby was stressed out, he would just pick her up and spin her around and then just yell into her back. And it just, it was like a factory reset. It would just calm her down immediately. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was a real surprise turn up for the books.
Because a lot of people you shout into the back, they're not going to enjoy it. But Mrs. Baby
don't like it. They do not like it.
Also, how do you find that out? Like, what's the instinct? You know, I was talking about instincts earlier. It's like, well, just 2 minutes ago, to be fair. But what's the instinct? Like, the instinct there has led you to shout into the baby's back.
I don't know what the instinct was, but it ended up being a work of real genius. It really, Mrs. Baby really enjoyed that. And Mrs. Baby, any baby is good. Mrs. Baby is a great baby.
Yeah.
So, it was a real treat.
Mum and Dad on board with the old yelling into the baby bag?
It made Mrs. Baby incredibly calm. So it was a real boon for Mum and Dad. Wow.
If you have got a baby, congratulations.
Congratulations.
And try to shout into its back. Thank you. I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies? Oh, you love films, Nish, don't you?
Yeah.
What's the best?
You know I love films.
I know that about you. You love films. And I love that you love films. So fucking tell me what's the best on-screen cuddle.
I really love... There's a very specific cuddle in the film Shoplifters where one of the characters, it's quite a difficult film to explain without giving too much away, but basically this like quite destitute family takes in this kid that they find in the street, and then it turns out that everything you thought about the film wasn't quite right. But there's just a very nice moment where because the kid is sort of showing some signs that she's like had some sort of physical abuse, and the mum just hugs the kid from behind and says, "This is what love feels like," and it's a really nice moment.
This is the same one that Brett said. If she got,
it would be.
If she got scars on her arm, and then the mum said,
"Yeah, she's got scars on her arm."
Oh, that's nice. I'm gonna have to watch that film.
It's a great film, and it's a great moment in the film as well.
Yeah, I don't have any internet at the moment, so great. From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts. When do you most need a cuddle, would you say?
Very specifically, I would say when I'm hungover.
Yeah.
But also, I like a good time celebration cuddle. It's not just about like making yourself feel better. Sometimes the best cuddles are in celebration of something. Like if anything goes well, that's really when you want. When you gotta have a cuddle with someone.
Well, I can't wait for something to go well so I can get one. Do you prefer your mum or your dad?
Oh, your little face. Your mum or your dad?
Your little face. You didn't like that question. Your brow furrowed slightly. That wasn't nice. I felt bad about that.
No, I like them both equally.
Why are you doing stand-up? Because it seems like you're from a really nice family.
Well, I think you could also, if you have too much attention positively as a child, I think that could cultivate an unhealthy personality. Like, I think you can start to think, well, everyone seems to find me delightful.
If I can
100% of people seem to find me delightful, if I can extrapolate out from this.
Yeah. Did they spoil you then, your mum and dad? Or not? Oh, they just.
I would say so. I think with attention, yeah, I would say so, yeah.
That's ahead of their time, because I think parents now, oh my God, this generation is going to be
insufferable.
They're already I was speaking about this today, the 22, 23 year olds are insufferable. It's not their fault. No, this isn't fair to say that. Some of them are great. I mean,
yeah,
Yeah, Greta Thunberg, anyone? And she's only 16. But she must be 17. She must be 17 by now. That's how time works. But, like, a lot of them are obviously great, but the culture, and I am guilty of it as much as anyone else, which is tragic, but the culture of Instagram and the culture of narcissism as a kind of brand, a lot of kids are, like, narcissistic as a sort of... But then I guess we were as well. Like, it was just in a different time, so we were, like...
It's just a different time. I mean, I would still say my parents did spoil us with a lot of attention, but they did also yell at us and also were like, there are definitely things you are terrible at.
Yeah.
I think that's also part of the thing with my family is that, like, there's a lot of attention, there's a lot of loving attention, but there's also a lot of, your cousin has said this, let's all rip the piss out of them for 15 minutes.
Oh, great. You need
so
that.
So there's a real, like, culture of sort of piss taking. When I shaved my beard, I FaceTimed my cousins who are much younger than me. And they just laughed in my face for 15 minutes.
Oh, great.
Because they thought it was so truly hilarious. So, like, our family is a nice mixture, I would say, of a lot of loving attention and pretty relentless piss-taking.
Yeah. If you don't have that gate, like, God, I'd be such a nightmare if I didn't have my brother taking the piss out of me. Because I was very earnest as a kid. So earnest.
I think in some ways you and I were quite similar children, Lou. Like, I found an old project of mine. I used to stand up about this years ago, but I found an old project of mine that I did when we went on a field trip to, like, D-Day, like the D-Day landing sites. And I found a project that I did. And at the end, I'd done an acknowledgement section to a project when I was like 12 years old. And I'd thanked my family and friends and dedicated the project to all the people that died in the Second World War.
Oh my gosh. Don't worry. Don't worry, it wasn't wasted. I got a project out of it.
Don't worry, guys. Don't you worry. Because in about 50-odd years, a teenager is going to do a project with some printouts from Encarta. Don't worry about what that is. Oh. Awful. Awful.
Yeah.
Wretched.
But, you know, how do you learn? Our parents were right to take the piss out of us.
Yeah, 100%.
Time for the practical examination now. It's hard to tell if that's me whistling or the song. It was me. Okay, everybody. Get your awkward faces out. It's time for the snuggle. The final question. Once someone said penultimate in a meeting and I thought it meant last question. I was really embarrassed.
I thought penultimate meant really good.
Oh, did you?
I read it in a book and I just thought it meant, I thought it was like the even more than the ultimate.
Yeah.
Oh. This is the penultimate.
Yeah, it should be in a way. Anyway, last question. So this is usually done in the wild, aka in situ, like we're in the same room, is what I mean.
Yeah.
But now, of course, we have to do it remotely. So what it is a cuddle. We cuddle each other. You have to judge my cuddle, and I have to judge yours. Now I know that you've got no time for my witchery, but. Having said that, we're going through with it anyway because it's very much the format and Ben wants me to ask all the questions. So if you just close your eyes, it's not a trick or a prank, you're in a safe space.
Okay.
So close your eyes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm coming in.
Here she is.
Coming in. Can you feel it?
I feel great, Lily.
But you can't decide whether it was the...
Well, I can't decide. I'm working off a lot of muscle memory from hugging you in the past.
I was adding a few extras in there as well. not like that. I mean, extras as in bringing the light. Oh, God. Not extras like that. Extras as in...
I wondered why someone honked my dong.
No. It was more a case of very much opposite. Bringing in some light, that kind of thing. Feeling up, heart chakras, you know, all the stuff you hate. I was adding in all the stuff you hate. Do you think you felt that? Just be honest. You don't have to lie.
I did feel it, Lou. I did.
Okay, great. That's
I felt it.
Yes. It's time for my cuddle now. So I'm going to close my eyes and you come in for a hug.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's so hard to tell what's projection and what's real, isn't it?
I think a lot of it's projection, Lily.
Yeah, I felt that was... I thought to myself, well, I don't think he's invested in this because he thinks it doesn't matter.
You know that I'm better at real life hugs than... projected hugs.
Okay. Well, you get 2 out of 10.
Judge me on my past form.
No, You get 2 out of 10. No, you can have 5, but I don't think there was a good intention. I don't think there was a bad intention, but I don't think there was an intention behind it. I thought
there wasn't enough intention.
I thought you were thinking this doesn't matter because it's stupid and it won't work.
Yeah, probably. I think you're probably right.
So 4 for you, okay? And a little think about your behaviour, I think. What did I get, dare I ask?
I'll give you always a 10 from me, Lily.
Oh, now I feel bad about my 4, but you've got to learn.
Always a 10.
You've got to learn, and I know you deal better with the stick than the carrot, okay?
So, that's true.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Guess what? You're a member now of Cuddle Club.
Great.
No,
at last.
It is good. Yeah, it is great. Yeah. And we were giving out badges, but we never made them. The merch now, I've decided a bit of shifting gear. I'm going to get Cuddle Club condoms.
You're going to get Cuddle Club Johnny.
Yeah, Cuddle Club Johnny's. It just makes sense.
I don't know why I expected anything different.
Thank you so much, Nish. You're a great guy, actually, and I think you told me that.
Yeah, I did. I would have done, yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of my catchphrases.
Yeah, and guess what? It's really taken off because now I'm saying it. So thank you so much, and have a lovely day, and give my love to Amy.
Of course. Thank you, Lily. Bye.
Bye. That was Nish Kumar. Lovely lad. He's on The Mash Report every week on Friday on BBC Two. Follow him online. He's on Twitter at Mr. Nish Kumar. Oh, he's got a Mr. in there, has he? Review the podcast, rate the podcast, subscribe to the podcast. I'll ask you every week just in case you haven't done it. And also follow me online. That sounded desperate. I don't care. What I'm saying is at Cuddle Club Pod is where you want to go on Instagram and Twitter. And remember to CC everybody in if CC stands for Cuddle Club. And it does.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.